Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, which is so much fun and such a privilege for me. This month, we are being sponsored by Healing Every Day, the book that released on the 7th, and this is a devotional, a 90-day journey toward healing. Scriptures coming from Genesis all the way to Revelation, a scripture from every book of the Bible, just like some of my other ones as well. And I am so excited for you to have this in your hands, and my prayer is that it would be part of your healing journey. And you know, I don't know what you're struggling with. What I'm struggling with, or what I have struggled with, is just a difficult childhood and sexual abuse and lots of divorces in my childhood, and all of that. Just feeling like I didn't belong, feeling outcasted, feeling unnoticed. I think that was like the greatest word I could use to describe my childhood, is overlooked or unnoticed. Maybe you felt that way too, and so this book can be a part of that journey toward healing. Today's verse is 2 Peter 3:9 in the New American Standard, and it says this: "The Lord is not slow about his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, sometimes I perceive that you are slow. I have a prayer that I have been praying for almost 40 years now, and it has not been answered. I have seen movement, and I have seen you begin to change the person I'm praying for. But sometimes it feels like a slog, Lord. I'm just being honest here, and it feels really slow. And so, Lord, I pray for those also out there who feel the same way. Sometimes they might feel like it's just taken too long, and our endurance is getting tired. And so I do pray that you would give us the fruits of the Spirit, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, because we need that when we're trusting in your promises. In the grand scheme of things, it all will make sense. On the other side, it all will make sense. We will see that you had this intricate plan that you were weaving, and we might have complained in the middle of it, but now we could see that you were doing something amazing. And so, Lord, give us the patience that we need as we are waiting for your promises to come about. Thank you, too, that you are patient toward us. And I pray that your patience toward us would translate into the way that we treat others, that we would have your patience toward other people. And Lord, we know that you're patient toward us in our healing journey. And we know that we have also had people in our lives who have not been patient with us in our healing journey. And so, Lord, instead of being sad about that, which is definitely something to grieve, instead help us to become the kind of people who dare to pray for others and are not going to say things like, "Why can't you get over it? Hurry up." So, Lord, thank you for that. We just want all of your kindness, all of your promises, all of your patience to translate in the way we treat other people. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that you were patient with us as we were coming to repentance and knowing you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world to be your children, to be adopted into your amazing family. And now I pause to think about those folks in my life, and I pray for those in folks in other people's lives who are far from you, who don't yet know you or have known you and who have walked away. Lord, again, we lift them up to you. We know that you are the one who leaves the 99 and chases the one. So we ask you to be a chasing God today, that you would pursue the hearts of our friends and our family members who are far from you. They need you, Lord, and we are wearing out our knees by praying for them, but we trust you, and we trust in your timing, and we choose to trust that you've got a plan that we can't understand. And we also allow you the privilege of being gloriously creative in the way you answer this prayer. So, Lord, we wait expectantly on tiptoes for the answer to this prayer, and we trust you too in our healing journey as we grow more and more like Christ in this life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. I'm grateful that you're on this earth. If you're struggling today, just know that you're not alone. There are many people struggling around the world, and you are loved, you are cherished, you are chased by your Lord, and He sees you, even if you can't imagine that He does. The truth is, He sees you, and He will dignify you, and He will walk alongside you. Rest in that truth today, friend.